Hello and welcome, everyone, to the Evolve Podcast, supporting you to connect with the power of your soul, to rise above all your limits, and to give and receive more love in all forms. I am your host, Tanya Penny, occupational therapist, illness and trauma guide, spiritual alchemist, and author of Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And in today's episode, I'll be focusing on your soul versus ego desires. Yes, and maybe I feel like I have to say something. Like, the birds are so loud right now. It's morning in Hawaii while I'm recording this. And as soon as I started recording, they got super loud. So I'm guessing that they are liking this topic as well, are saying, yes, you need to talk about this right now. it's so funny. So let's go ahead and just talk a little bit about what do I mean by a soul versus ego desire? So soul desires, when your soul desires something, it is looking for expansion. It is looking to experience more joy and fulfillment. And often what it desires is for the greater good of all beings, collective, and is bigger picture focused. Those are some clues that it is a soul desire. An ego desire is pretty simple. It's the part of you that wants to do something either to prove itself, right? It wants something either to prove itself or out of fear. So it wants something to feel safe. It also, another way to say this is it wants something for status, and it's really focused on short-term gratification at all costs. It's not really thinking about the greater good. And again, it might want something to feel safe out of fear. So our soul never has fear, and so there's no need for it to feel safe. It knows it is always safe in the grand scheme of things. So that's a distinction between soul and ego. And I'm going to give you some examples. So an example might be, I love using, I'm going to use like examples that are really make sense to you guys. So let's say I want a car. I want this specific car. And the ego would want the specific car because it would think, oh, people will think more highly of me. Versus, oh, I want this because I will really enjoy driving it. There's the joy piece. Right? So the ego doing it to prove itself so people will think highly of me, ego, so I will enjoy driving it. One for me that has been really strong in the past, and then it kind of went away and now it's back again really big, is this desire to have a retreat center. And the ego, if it was ego desire, it would be, oh, I want it because it'll make me money. Whereas my soul would want it because I want it to support others, to heal their trauma and abuse like I have, so they can more fully love themselves and live their soul's purpose. So those are just some examples. So how do we do this? How do we connect more with our soul versus ego desires? One thing that we must do, and those of you that have been with me for a while know that I'm really big on discovering and shifting your limiting beliefs and fears that come from your past wounds, traumas, from collective consciousness, aka family, culture, etc. So really, really doing this in a deep way. And then that helps to clear out so that you can connect more with your soul. And in this case, your soul desires. I'm feeling guided to give an example right now about this as well. So way back in, gosh, I don't remember what year it was, 2012, I had gotten divorced and I wanted to buy a townhome, a condo, a townhome in Idaho. And at that time, looking back, I knew that I was doing it so that I could prove I was good enough. So I had this, like most of us, a deep wound that comes from childhood, of course, and then and many things after that. And specifically, this was with my father, because he had said to me numerous times, like, women, you can't support yourself, like financially. So I wanted to prove, even though I knew I really didn't want to own something because I was going to be moving out of state, part of me was like, nope, I want to buy something and prove that I can do it. I'm good enough. So I needed to heal that deeper wound, right? The not good enough wound. Here's the discover and shift my limiting beliefs so that I could do what really my soul was calling for. And really, my soul was calling for to travel, not to buy. So I bought it and I sold it within a year. So discovering and shifting your limiting beliefs and fears, which requires, again, looking at past wounds and traumas and just what you saw and heard growing up, what you saw, heard, and experienced growing up. And that's a big piece, again, and of the work that I do as well. Another question now that you can ask yourself anytime you write down what you want, desire, you can ask yourself one very important question: why do I want this? And be really honest and non-judgmental, right? Why do I really want this? Why do I really desire this? Whatever it is, whether it's I talk about the eight life areas with my clients, and those eight life areas are self-connection. And under the umbrella of that is taking time to connect with yourself, self-acceptance, and trusting and following your own guidance. So that's one life area. We got another life area that's health, mind, and body. We've got another area that is spirituality, connecting with, believing in, and connecting with your something bigger. We've got relationship with others, physical beings on the planet. We've also have our passions, our career slash purpose, money, material, and location. So those are the eight areas I ask my clients to explore. What are their desires, their soul desires in those areas? So when you're doing that, and I recommend to take some time to do that. When, beginning of the year is great, but we want to continue to do it because they can shift and change, especially as we clear out more limiting beliefs and fears, we get more in touch with what are those true soul desires. And they still can shift, right? Even if I wanted something, let me give an example. So I wanted my soul desires to live by water, specifically the ocean. And so at one point, I moved with my sweetie, so he wouldn't have as big of a commute over to the East Bay, San Ramon in California. But I said to him, my soul really desires to live like on the water, very close to the water, specifically the ocean, not a lake. And so I would like us to move back there, back over to Sausalito, was where I was before that, California. And so what ended up happening, right? As many of you know, I now live in Hawaii. So that's the thing too, we want to remember is when we are connecting with our soul desires, we want to be open to the or better. Now, for me, the or better was Hawaii, right? Like warm water versus cold water. I love tropical. I love warm. Sausalito was actually pretty cold. And of course, the water there, the bay water is very cold. That ocean is very cold. So when you're exploring these eight life areas, and again, you're continuing to discover and shift limiting beliefs and fears while also exploring these eight life areas that I spoke about. And when you explore them, asking yourself, why do I want what I want? Why do I really want this? Be honest, non-judgmental. And then also be open to the or better. As much as we can, or as much as we try, we are still going to have ego, personality, those kind of things happening. Even, as long as I've been doing this, I still have that as well, right? And we have to understand that we don't as much as we want to, we don't always have the bigger picture. We don't always see all possibilities, are not open to all possibilities. We are very limiting. The ego is very limiting. So we want to be able to say this or better, higher levels. And I'm going to give another example. So last year, when we moved to Hawaii, we had been living in a place that was furnished. It was just easier to let go of all of our belongings, just bring some personal things and rent a furnished place till we felt settled, till we were sure that this was the area we wanted to live in Kona, Kailua Kona. And so at about 8 months, actually before that, at about 6 months, I started to get guidance from my soul to start looking for a new place. We were to find a place that we could furnish, that was quieter, that we could furnish, that was bigger. And so I was aware of that. And then my ego still started to come in, right? And it was like, places to rent here are, there's not a lot. In a specific price range. And so my ego wanted to settle, and my divine team wouldn't allow that. So we want to remember too, okay, or better, and that our divine team is always here to support us with our desires. We're not doing this alone, right? So my inspired action. So we look at our desires, and then we start to create what I call inspired actions. And in this case, looking for a place to live. And then trusting, right, that our divine team, seen and unseen, is also supporting us. We're not doing this alone. But damn, did my ego try. It was like applying for these places that I knew that they were not what I would call my divine new place. So that was one of my other inspired actions, was to create a new divine home list. And so I had done that, but here I was applying for things that did not meet that divine list, right? Those qualities, those things that I really wanted. And my divine team, we kept not getting those places, and I was starting to panic, like, we're not going to have a place to live, because we also did need to be out of our other place by a certain date. So again, I'm just going to go through. I kind of jumped around a little bit. But again, how do we connect more with soul versus ego desires? Number one, continue to discover and shift your limiting beliefs and fears, healing those past wounds, etc. Number two, as you're exploring, take time to continue to explore those eight life areas and what your soul desires. And when you do that, ask yourself, why do I want this? And again, be honest, non-judgmental. Open to the or better. So you can have the desire, right? And then open to the or better of it. Be willing to be supported by your divine team of seen and unseen so that you can receive, right? So this is a co-creation. When we are connected to our soul and our divine team, we know that we're not doing this alone, and we trust that everything is unfolding for us. We don't push it. We don't strive. We don't try to make things happen. There are inspired actions to take, but it's not from a push, strive, gotta make this happen and all by myself type of deal. So making sure that you are connecting with your divine team, seen and unseen. And really trusting them and trusting that you are being supported, which again was something, is something that I still have to work with, because I wasn't. Again, this was one of my limiting beliefs, is I'm not supported. I have to do it all alone. Given what I experienced in my childhood, given my wounds and my traumas in childhood. And so I oftentimes in the past, which is why MS knocked at my door, pushed myself and felt like the world was on my shoulders and I had to do it all alone. And I was doing a lot of stuff from survival fear, not from soul-inspired action. So hopefully this gives you some good stuff, insights to start working with. And so again, carving out time on a daily, weekly basis to connect with your soul and what it desires, taking those inspired actions, right? Creating and taking those inspired actions. Like I said, oh, I made a divine home list. I started looking on Craigslist and Zillow for homes months before we actually had to move out. So those are just a few examples. And then remembering the to open to and allow the or better to come in, and with the support of your divine team, seen and unseen. So of course you know what unseen is. It's those some of you might call it God, angels. I call them my higher levels because I believe in all of it and want the support from all of them. And then we've got seen, right? People that are physically on the planet. So in that case, it would have been, the property management company that I was working with, et cetera. So thank you for joining me for this Evolve podcast. And if you feel that someone in your life would benefit from this, feel free to share this episode with them. And if you'd like more support in co-creating your soul desires and to clear out that ego, wound, trauma, collective limiting belief systems, feel free to check out one of the ways that are below this podcast, wherever you are listening to it, on YouTube, Spotify, my website, etc. All right, sending you guys lots of love, lots of hope, and lots of courage to connect with your soul and to rise above all your limits and give and receive more love in all forms.